This is from the Madhyalila, chapter 22. Sanatan Goswami is receiving instructions from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sadhu Sanganam Kirtan Bhagavat Shravan Matur Bhashri Murtir Shodhaya Sevan. One should associate with devotees, chant the holy name of the Lord, hear Srimad Bhagavatam, reside at Mathura, and worship the deity with faith and veneration. Shakala sarana shreshta e pancha anga, Krishna prema janmai e panchera alpashanga. These five limbs of devotional service are the best of all. Even a slight performance of these five awakens love for Krishna. Purport. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur points out that there are 35 items up to the point of observing special vows in the month of Kartik. To these 35 items, another four are added, namely marking tilak on different parts of the body, writing the names of the Lord all over the body, accepting the deity garland, and accepting charnamrita. These four items are understood to be included by Kaviraj Goswami within archan, worship of the deity. Although these items are not mentioned here, they are to be added to the previous 35 items. Thus, the total number becomes 39. To these 39 should be added five others: association with devotees, chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, reading Srimad Bhagavatam regularly, residing in Mathura, the birthplace of Krishna, and worshipping the deity with great respect and veneration. The 39 items plus these five come to a total of 44. If we add the previous 20 items to these 44, the total number becomes 64. The five items mentioned above repeat previously mentioned items. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami states, Anganam panchakasyasya purva vilikhitasyacha nikila shreshta podhaya punar apyatra sangshayam. The glorification of these five items, association with devotees, chanting the holy name, and so on, is to make known the complete superiority of these five practices of devotional service. The 64 items of devotional service include all the items of the body, mind, and senses. Thus, the 64 items engage one in devotional service in all respects. Shraddha Visheshta Priti Sri Murtir Angrishevane. With love and full faith, one should worship the lotus feet of the deity. Purport. This verse and the following two verses are found in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1:2, 90-92. Srimad Bhagavatartanam Ashvado Rasikasaha Sachatiya Shraya Snigde Sadhu Sangha Svatovare. One should taste the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of pure devotees, and one should associate with the devotees who are more advanced than oneself and who are endowed with a similar type of affection for the Lord. Purport. The words Sajatiyashraye snigde sadho sangha swato vare are very important. One should not associate with professional Bhagavatam reciters. A professional Bhagavatam reciter is one who is not in the disciplic succession or one who has no taste for bhakti yoga. Simply on the strength of grammatical knowledge and word jugglery, professional reciters maintain their bodies and their desires for sense gratification by reading Srimad Bhagavatam. One should also avoid those who are averse to Lord Vishnu and his devotees, those who are Mayavadis, those who offend the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, those who simply dress as Vaishnavas or so-called Goswamis, and those who make a business of selling Vedic mantras and reciting Srimad Bhagavatam to maintain their families. One should not try to understand Srimad Bhagavatam from such materialistic people. According to the Vedic injunctions, Yasya Devi Para Bhakti, the Srimad Bhagavatam can be recited only by one who has unflinching faith in the lotus feet of Krishna and his devotee, the spiritual master. One should try to understand Srimad Bhagavatam from the spiritual master. The Vedic injunction states, Bhaktya Bhagavatam Grayam Na Bhudya Na Chatikaya. One has to understand Srimad Bhagavatam through the process of devotional service and by hearing the recitation of a pure devotee. These are the injunctions of the Vedic literature, Shruti and Smriti. Those who are not in the disciplic succession and who are not pure devotees cannot understand the real mysterious objective of Srimad Bhagavatam and Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Nam Sankirtan Sriman Mathura Mandale Stite. One should congregationally chant the holy name of the Lord and reside in Vrindavan. Purport. Srila Narottam Das Thakur is sung. Shri Gauda Mandala Bhumi Jeba Jani Chintamani Tar Hoy Brajabhumi Bash. The one who understands the transcendental nature of Navadvip and its surrounding area, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enacted his pastimes, resides always in Vrindavan. Similarly, living in Jagannath Puri is as good as living in Vrindavan. The conclusion is that Navadvip Dham, Jagannath Puri Dham, and Vrindavan Dham are identical. However, if one goes to Mathura Mandala Bhumi for sense gratification or to make a livelihood, he commits an offense and is condemned. Whoever does so must be penalized in the next life, becoming a hog or a monkey in Vrindavan Dham. After taking on such a body, the offender is liberated in the next life. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur remarks that residing in Vrindavan with a view to enjoy sense gratification surely leads a so-called devotee to a lower species. Watch out. Durahad bhuttaviryesmin shrada dure stupan panchake yatra swalpo pi sammanda saddiyam bhava janmane. This is the verse I wanted to come to. The power of these five principles is very wonderful and difficult to understand. Even without faith in them, a person who is offenseless can awaken his dormant love of Krishna simply by being a little connected with them. I'll read it again. The power of these five principles, what five principles? Yeah, all those. The power of these five principles is very wonderful and difficult to understand. Even without faith in them, a person who is offenseless can awaken his dormant love of Krishna simply by being a little connected to them. Just by being a little connected to them. This verse is also found in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Eka anga shari keha shara bahu anga nishta hoila upajoy premera taranga. When one is firmly fixed in devotional service, whether he executes one or many processes of devotional service, the waves of love of Godhead will awaken. Purport. The nine processes of devotional service are Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Sakyamatma, Divedanam. Text 135. Eka Anga Siddhi Poila Bahu Paktagan Ambarishari Bhaktira Bahu Anga Shadana. There are many devotees who execute only one of the nine processes of devotional service. Nonetheless, they get ultimate success. Devotees like Maharaj Ambarish execute all nine items, and they also get ultimate success. Sri Vishnu Shravana Parikshit Ababad Vayasaki Kirtane Prahlada Smarane Tad Angri Bhajane Lakshmi Prittu Pujane Akruras Twabi Bandane Kapipatir Dasye Tasakya Arjuna Sarva Swatma Nivedane Balir Abut Krishna Patir Esham Para. Maharaj Parikshit attained the highest perfection, shelter at Lord Krishna's lotus feet, simply by hearing. Shukadeva Goswami attained perfection simply by? Prahlad Maharaj attained perfection by? Remembering the Lord. Thank you. You know this verse? You memorize this verse? Oh. The goddess of fortune attained perfection by? Massaging the transcendental legs of Mahavishnu. Maharaj Prithu attained perfection by? Worshipping the deity. And Akura attained perfection by? Offering prayers. Vajrangaji, Hanuman, attained perfection by? Rendering service to Ramachandra. And Arjuna attained perfection simply by? Being Krishna's friend. Bali Maharaj attained perfection by? Giving everything to lotus feet of the Lord. Mahajanpuriṣa always engaged his mind at the lotus feet of Krishna. His words in describing the spiritual world and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his hands in cleansing and washing the Lord's temple, his ears in hearing topics about the Supreme Lord. When we were washing the temple here, it's not like janitors in a building, they're just doing work, but the devotees were in ecstasy. They didn't want to leave. You feel satisfaction. The windows are getting clean, the floor's getting clean. And this is Sri Vigrahara Dana Nityanana Sringaratan Mandira Marjanado. This spiritual master is engaging the disciples in cleansing the temple. Temple is not different from Krishna. It's all his transcendental energy. It's tadiya. It's dear to Krishna. It's connected to Krishna. It's transcendental. So by cleansing the temple, you're cleansing Krishna's body. You get purification. Lord Chaitanya engaged in that pastime, cleansing the Gunticha temple with great relish with all his devotees. Everything's transcendentally blissful in Krishna consciousness. His ears in hearing topics about the Supreme Lord, his eyes in seeing the deity of Lord Krishna, just like the flower outfit the other night. If you come by and you have the darshan or the flower outfit, then you're set for life. That flower outfit was so nice to see Madan Mohan wearing a flower outfit, and it'll stick in your mind forever. Just a little trace of these items of devotional service. Sualpam apyadharmasya trayate mahatobaya. Just that alone. But most people don't get to see it. Who gets to see Madan Mohan on Janmashtami night wearing a flower outfit with the holy names blasting from behind with a group of devotees who have, you know, just waiting to get in and chant to the Lord? That's something. That's not nothing. Eyes and seeing the deity of Krishna, his body and embracing Vaishnavas or touching their lotus feet, his nostrils and smelling the aroma of the tulsi leaves offered to Krishna's lotus feet. Who attained perfection by that? Four Kumaras. His tongue and tasting food offered to Krishna, who attained perfection by that? Kishore. His legs in going to places of pilgrimage like Vrindavan, Mathura, or to the Lord's temple. See, when you go on pilgrimage, there are many rules and regulations for pilgrimage. There are many glorifications of pilgrimage. Like if you go to Mayapur for pilgrimage, and say, you know, you're not the most regulated type of person, and say, you know, you don't like to get up and you like to sleep a lot. So if you go to the holy Dham, Mayapur, and you go there and, you know, you sleep. And you sleep. And you sleep some more. The Lord takes it that you're offering dandabhata obeisances. He doesn't see that you're sleeping, especially in Mayapur Dham, because Lord Chaitanya is so merciful. He just sees, oh, he came here? He's offering dandabhats all day long. And you get the full credit just by being in the Dham. If you're flying to the holy Dham on a Boeing airline or a United airline and a terrorist blows it up in the midair while you're over the ocean, but you're going to the holy Dham, it's counted that you're going to the holy Dham. You're on pilgrimage. If you're coming home from Jagannath Puri and the terrorist blows up the airline on the way back, you still get credit. You're still on pilgrimage. It's so sacred walking to and from the holy Dham, places of pilgrimage. His head and touching the lotus feet of the Lord. And one of the things mentioned in deity worship, when you're doing deity worship, one of the nicest services you can do is putting the Lord to sleep at night. And you know, it's so nice and quiet. It's the end of the day, and you ask the Lord, oh, my Lord, please take rest now. That was the mantra Prophet gave us. There are many other mantras, but that's one mantra he said you can say when you're putting the Lord to rest. Usually the Lord has a little bed. The smaller deities, you can tuck them in to their bed. And there are nice spices you can offer to the Lord. It's getting quiet. You're turning the lights out and everything like that. And also, it's the prerogative of the pujari can actually, according to Shastra, he can touch his head to the feet of the deities. This is not ordinary. And this completely satisfies the heart, you know, to see the Lord before he takes rest, to touch his lotus feet, to offer these nice flowers. There's scents you can offer, all these different oils. They're meant for offering to the Lord. And then the scents get on you because you're offering them and the incense you're burning. And then you go to the doctor's office and you walk in and the doctor says, what's that? I never smelled anything like it. Most people walk in, it smells like Marlboro cigarettes. But the pujaris walk in and it smells like ambrosia. And just that smell, this will convert the mind and the heart. This is bhakti. It's so powerful. Bhakti Devi. Madhurekshana. Madhurekshana is a name for Bhakti Devi. It means her eyes are so beautiful. Srimati Radharani's eyes are so beautiful that if you just see them, we have competition, major competition. Do we still have the jumper? Did we give it back already? Can we buy one? Can we borrow one? Madhurekshana means a young girl whose eyes are so beautiful that one cannot take one's eyes off her. And Jiva Goswami says, this is Bhakti Devi. Her eyes are so beautiful that just by seeing her, so by seeing the deity, by seeing Srimati Radharani, especially here, everyone who comes here says, this is the most beautiful Radharani we've ever seen in our life. Right? Isn't it true? So we have this, this is bhakti. You come and you just look and you see Madhurekshana. Her eyes are like madhu, like nectar. Just by her glance, just by seeing that, your heart becomes purified. Your senses become controlled. You don't need to do Ashtanga yoga. You don't have to sit and control the breath. Just by seeing Madhurekshana, saying a prayer, offering a flower, you become completely satisfied. This is devotional service. His legs going to the holy place of pilgrimage, offering obeisances, his desires in serving the Lord faithfully. So everyone has desires. So vyavasyatmika buddhir ekeha akurunandana bahusha kahinantasha buddhayo vyavasayinam. This is the secret, actually, in devotional service, because desires are natural for the soul. That's what we do. Not even for a second can we stop desiring. So when we discipline our mind, our intelligence, and we're able to fix our desires on the desire of the Lord and serve the Lord's purpose, then our desires attain perfection. So how can we do that? If we join the party of devotees and we take shelter. This is adau shada tata sarasangata bhajana kriya. That in the beginning we have a little faith and sentiment towards the devotees, and then next thing we want to go and join them. We want to be around the devotees. And you see people who come here, the Shraddha is being born in their heart. They come in wide-eyed and they're looking around and they just want to be around devotees. This is the natural thing. And when you're around devotees, then you can get some service, bhajana kriya. And you can approach the devotees for some service. You can get the direction of a spiritual master who gives you some specific service, and then you engage in that, in regularly chanting, putting on tilak, doing the deity worship, and performing sankirtan. Then you're entering into bhajana kriya, and then gradually all the material desires begin to exit, and one enters into real auspicious life. When all the troubling material desires are vanquished by Lord Krishna within the heart, who's helping us at every moment while we're engaged in this service. And this means real happiness in life, attaining the perfection of life. So Sankirtan also, it's such an active service because it's dynamic. Prabhupada says in the Bhagavad Gita, we should be daring and active in service. This is a good phrase for preaching, daring and active. When we're going out, we're changing the destiny of people by telling them about Krishna, by giving them an opportunity to engage in devotional service. And this means being daring and active. And this engages our desires in the service of the Lord. As a result, Maharaj Ambarish awakened his dormant loving propensity for the service of the Lord. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 9:4-18-20. Kama tyaji Krishna bhaje srashta agnyamani deva rishi pitra dikera kabu nahirni. If a person gives up all material desires and completely engages in the transcendental loving service of Krishna, as enjoined in the revealed scriptures, he is never indebted to the demigods, sages, or forefathers. Hey, we're coming to that verse, aren't we? About Sankirtan? Is this it? After birth, every man is indebted in so many ways. He is indebted to the demigods for their supplying necessities like air, light, and water. When one takes advantage of the Vedic literatures, one becomes indebted to great sages like Vyasadeva, Narada, Devala, and Asita. When one takes birth in a particular family, he becomes indebted to his forefathers. We are even indebted to common living entities like cows, from whom we take milk. Because we accept service from so many animals, we become indebted. However, if one is completely engaged in the Lord's devotional service, he is above all debts. This is confirmed in the following verse, quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.41. Devarshi bhutapdhanrinam pitrinam nakinkaro nayanarnicha rajan sravatmaraya sharanam sharanyam katomukundam prayahritakartam. One who has given up all material duties and taken full shelter at the lotus feet of Mukunda, who gives shelter to all, is not indebted to the demigods, great sages, ordinary living beings, relatives, friends, mankind, or even his forefathers who have passed away. Where was that purport about Sankirtan Yajna? We're close, aren't we? I have it marked at home, but not here. Boy, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's just full of nectar. And we'll stop there.